into the end zone. He's a big physical back and does exactly what they need him to do. Force his way into the end zone, especially in short yardage situations. And a must-have touchdown if you're Mayville. Down two with a chance to get back to even.
Two wide to left. Middleton by his lonesome in the backfield in the shotgun. Looking to pass. Throws to his right. And it's intercepted in the end zone by number six, Isaac Kynoth. The two-point conversion is no good. So the score remains still that two-point lead for the Deckerville Eagles, 14-12. Right here on the WLW Sports Network.
Apsey Funeral Home of Deckerville has helped area families to connect and to honor and remember loved ones for almost four decades. Services include many opportunities for families to learn, share, and remember. They offer both free advanced planning guidance and 24/7 online grief support. Their website features a straightforward discussion of cremation and burial options and a frank look at bait-and-switch cremation price advertising. Apsey Funeral Home of Deckerville proudly supports the entire community and wishes the Deckerville Eagles best of luck in tonight's game.
We've had four drives and four touchdowns in the night. 11:56 left in the first half, and it's 14-12, a two-point ball game in favor of the Deckerville Eagles. Waiting to kick off for Mayville, be the tall glass of water. Nick Caspers, 6'2", 160-pound, wide receiver and defensive back for Mayville. Back by his lonesome at the 18-yard line. That looks like it is number 21 at Derek Snyder. Big kick coming for Deckerville from into the hands of Snyder at the 18-yard line, going across the 30 already to the 35, and tackled and tripped up at the 37-yard line when they're going to mark him down to the 38 with 11:50 left in the first half. It's a two-point lead for Deckerville, tackle made by number 20, Nick Phillips, for Mayville's defense. First and 10 for Deckerville, leading by 2 points.
You know, I'm looking at this game, pretty sure I remember both defenses ranked in the top three in their conference. So I'm wondering if either or any of those defense are going to be able to make a stop yet tonight. Both offenses scoring on each of their first two possessions. We'll see if Mayville's defense is the first one to make a stop and give their offense a chance to take the lead.
Starting at their own 39-yard line with 11:50 left in this first half. I formation, handoff up the middle. That looks like it would be number eight, Carlos Ibarra, with the carry out for about 3 yards to the 42, maybe the 43-yard line. Tackle made by the defensive end, Jeffrey Frost, the junior from Mayville. Second down, we'll call it 6 to go.
I formation for Deckerville. They run right into the left side, and that's where Frost is able to make the stop for Mayville. They're definitely bigger in size up front. You got Labine in the middle of the field at linebacker, another big kid. They have the size, but Deckerville's been able to out-muscle them, maybe with technique or whatever else, but Deckerville's been winning the battle on the trenches.
It's a pitch to Ibarra, runs out of bounds at the 44-yard line. Tackle made by Hunter Brown, defensive end, after a yard gain, maybe 2 yards on the play. Third down and four from the 45-yard line of their own territory, leading 14-12, 11 minutes before half.
Deckerville goes with the sweep, the pitch out to the left to Ibarra, and they run it to the short side of the field, so not a lot of room to run there, and defensively, Hunter Brown does a nice job from his defensive end position to get to the sideline and not allow him to turn it upfield. Just a short gain, maybe a yard. Worst situation Deckerville's been in all night, third and four.
Kynoth on the keeper across the line of scrimmage, goes right close to that first down marker, the 49-yard line on the third and four. It'll be very close on the marker there, a 4-yard gain regardless. Tackle made by Logan Labine, the linebacker, defensive tackle, depending on the formation. And they're going to say, looks like they're calling it. They're giving him a first down.
Wow.
Deckerville Eagles with a new set of downs at their own 49-yard line.
They must have great eyes because there's no way that I thought that was a first down, in my opinion. But nonetheless, you don't see a quarterback sneak called very often on third and four, but I guess I shouldn't put anything past Coach Brown.
First and 10 from the 49-yard line, I formation. It's a handoff up the middle to Carlos Ibarra. Gets across midfield out for about 2 yards of the 49-yard line. Number 20, Nick Phillips, the linebacker defensive back for Mayville, makes the stop after a 2-yard gain. Second down and 8 from Mayville's 49.
Logan Labine not far away either, but what you're seeing now, Deckerville scoring with ease on the first two drives. This time, though, Mayville's playing a little tougher here, only allowing 2 or 3 yards a pop. We'll see if Mayville can continue that, or is Deckerville going to finally explode here and get another big play?
I formation's delayed handoff to Carlos Ibarra, gets out to the original line of scrimmage and nowhere else as Nick Phillips scoops him up and brings him down for no gain. Third down and 8 from the 49-yard line.
Little run action there. They look like they're going to hand it off to the fullback, and Kineth keeps it and gives it to Ibarra on a little bit of a delayed handoff, and it didn't take long. Nick Phillips sniffed it out, is able to make a tackle at the line of scrimmage for no gain. Now it's 3rd down and 7. Deckerville may have to open up the playbook a little bit here and get creative on the Mayville side of the field. It's usually 4 down territory here in Deckerville.
Wind is at their backs, coming from their back right to the near left side of your radio. Right to left across your radio, they're marching at the 49, and it's a keeper for Kineth, and he's brought down, falls forward at the 45, actually the 44-yard line. It's going to be a 5-yard gain for Kineth. Tackle made by Jeffrey Frost, defensive end, 6'5", junior for Mayville. 4th down and 3 for Deckerville at the Mayville 44-yard line, leading by 2, 14-12.
If you're Mayville, so far so good. You forced a 4th down. And about 3 yards to go. If you're Deckerville, it was 4 down territory anyways. You had 7 or 8 to go. You got over half of it. 4th down and 3 is very manageable for this potent offense. And I am completely shocked, Clark. I would have bet a lot of money that Coach Brown would go for it, but they're going to punt it away.
They're going to punt this one. That was Isaac Kineth doing the punting. Bounces at the 16-yard line. Takes a Deckerville bounce all the way down to the 6 and brought in by Phillips. And Phillips fighting away, and he can't get much further than about the 7-yard line brought in by Cruz Ibarra. And Deckerville pins Mayville deep back in their own territory, the 7-yard line, with 8:43 before the half is over. Deckerville leading by 2 points, 14-12 over Mayville.
Mayville gets the first stop of the game, but Deckerville obviously trusts that their defense is going to make a stop as well, pinning that Mayville team way back inside their own 10. A little bit of a hesitation by Nick Phillips. I thought he could have come and taken one of those earlier hops and maybe gained an extra 10 yards or so, but instead he let the ball play him, and then Deckerville was able to swarm him for very little on the return.
And a handoff right away to Labine, jumps over the line of scrimmage across the 5, down to about the 7, still on his feet, dragging across the 10 to the 12-yard line. That guy is one strong man and a big boy, and he has not a first down, but about 6 yards when all said and done. A tackle made by Isaac Kineth out of the secondary, 2nd and 4.
And just refused to go down. It took 4 Deckerville Eagles to bring that kid down, and not until he got 5 yards. He most likely shouldn't have got any. He was hit at the line of scrimmage and was able to power and spin his way out of those arm tackles. They got to get low and take out his legs. They try to get him to go down to the ground. He is physically a dominant running back.
Receiver wide, Shway. Labine in the backfield with Middleton. Middleton to Labine's left. Gets the snap in the shotgun. Handoff right at the middle. Labine falls forward, still on his feet somehow. The forward progress has him stopped at the 15-yard line. This will have about a 2-yard gain when all said and done. Sets up a 3rd and 3 from the 15-yard line deep in Mayville's own territory. Trailing by 2 points to Deckerville. 7:40 left in the first half.
Better work there on defense by Deckerville as they're able to not let Labine get away from tackles. You got to be able to bring him down. Yards after contact is something you do not want to give up against this Mayville team. And Vogel there does a nice job to make sure he gets very little, as Mayville going to spread it out, one receiver each direction.
3rd and 3 from their own 15-yard line. Middleton on the keeper, diving to the near sideline, has the first down across the 25, still on his feet of the 30, and finally forced out of bounds at the 31-yard line, and a tackle flies way away behind the play, back at the 20-yard line. This could be either, I'm going to say it's going to be a block in the back away from the play, Dave.
I completely agree, and I'm not sure if it was Labine or if it was their other playmaker, Nick Phillips, but it looks like an unnecessary play as your quarterback is already down the field. This might cost him a first down, Clark.
As Congress is in session, as they want to discuss this one, trying to figure out, and here's the call. It's a personal foul against Mayville. Not sure exactly what this is. They have not signaled what it is. Could be just unnecessary roughness.
Could be. It was. I know when I looked back at the play where the flag got thrown, Justin Trigger was laying on the ground with a white body standing over him, so I'm not sure exactly what that was, but I'm betting it was a late hit like that.
Now, not quite sure as they're trying to discuss this and explain this to both sides of the of the field, and it's going to be from the spot of the foul, which the flag lays